5 minutes before the hour, let's send it back to John Boggs and more of the Breakfast Club from the Ponderosa Steakhouse on North Meridian Street, Portland.
Thank you, Jeff. We're here at Ponderosa Steakhouse speaking with Richard Chris and Vicki Tagg about emergence, personal foundations of effective leadership. Richard, tell us a little bit of, about the specifics of this class, a little bit about what the curriculum is.
You bet. It's an eight-week program. It's about 30 to 40 hours of professional training. We have some outstanding facilitators that, lead these sessions. And we're particularly excited about the program lineup we have here in Jay County. Six of the sessions are provided through LEADECI with our the proven programming that we've been using now. This is the we've offered it nine times in out of Delaware County, and so it's been proven and perfected, and really gets tremendous results from the participants. And then we've got two really neat sessions embedded throughout these 8 weeks. Session number five is going to be the chamber, and I know Vicki's going to talk about that in a minute. They're going to lead a community orientation, talk about the past, present, and future of Jay County, which is going to be a great opportunity for folks. And then session number six is going to be facilitated by the United Way here in Jay County, and they're going to expose people to some of the different opportunities to get engaged in the community and involved in the community. So it's a perfect combination of some of our proven leadership development programming with a real strong local flavor as well. One of the things that this program does in particular, it has some orientation components, like I just mentioned, but at the heart of it, all the participants will really come away with a good understanding of their individual leadership style and where and how that fits in. One of the things that is sort of that we have individuals come through this program that don't describe themselves as leaders right from the beginning. And by the time they've finished the program, they realize they are leaders, they can be leaders, and they have the responsibility to take that back and to be and demonstrate leadership. And you know, we take away that typical prototypical leadership, that there's only one way to do it, and people realize that their style works and that they can, you know, what it fits their personality. So we don't try to jam them into a particular style and make them all robots in the same way. We really elicit out from them what their unique styles and personalities are, and really builds their confidence, builds their capacity. They have specific skill sets they get from this, and they're able to go back to their place of work, back to their leadership opportunities, whether it's in the Little League or PTO or whatever that may be, and really be more effective in working with other people.
Interesting. Vicki, we're kind of pressed for time here. Tell us what we're going to do, and then we want to make sure everybody knows how they can enroll.
Okay. I just wanted to touch briefly on the community history session. That's going to be provided by the Jay County Chamber. It was always one of the favorite sessions in the former Leadership Academy. We will get everyone on a bus and take them around the county. We have folks from the Historical Society who will be helping lead that tour. You're going to learn a lot about the history of the county, but it's also a very interactive time because we're going to be also talking a bit about what's happening presently in terms of development and the future of our development in our county. And then we're going to also have a time where the participants in the academy are going to be able to talk to us about what they see as the future of Jay County, what the challenges are, what our strengths are, and how we can build on those strengths. So it's a day long trip. We'll have a wonderful lunch in the middle, but it's really great. And I did want to tell everyone, for those of you who are listening that attended the Leadership Academy previously, Mary Jo Clark and Pat Heaney from Contemporary Consulting, you will remember those two names because they're the gals that did our orientation session. And I believe, Richard, they are in charge of four of the sessions.
Yes,
is that
the first
correct?
Four sessions. They lead those and do a fantastic job.
They are absolutely fantastic.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to go back and do the news. After the news, we'll come back and tell everybody how they can enroll, how they can find out more information.
Great. Sounds good.
All righty. Back to you, Jeff.
And we'll have more of the Breakfast Club after the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock. This is WPGW AM and FM, Portland, Indiana, PG14J Country 101. Stay tuned now for CNN Radio News.